endometriosis has traditionally been diagnosed and treated through surgery, but recent research is challenging this approach. Advances in imaging and a better understanding of symptoms mean many people may not need an operation to confirm or manage the condition. The question now is, when is surgery truly beneficial, and when might it be unnecessary? The Wise Momina Shuka spoke with Jodie Avery, Associate Professor in Reproductive Health at the Adelaide University.
It just so happened that all the studies that had been done found that imaging was one of the best ways to diagnose endometriosis. And there are many advantages to imaging. It's really accessible, it's not very expensive, it's non-invasive, and it comes up with the best sort of accuracy about diagnosing endometriosis, even before patients can go and look at the surgical options as well.
Is surgery likely to help endo compared to any other medical treatment?
You don't necessarily have to have surgery to relieve the pain of endo. And there are some things that surgery is quite detrimental to, like fertility. So a lot of the girls in the program last night were saying how they had this surgery and now they won't be able to have children anymore. And there's a number of reasons for that, including the fact that this particular doctor removed the ovaries, which is very important to help with fertility, of course. And none of these ladies were offered any kind of fertility preservation, which includes things like egg freezing before they have any kind of surgery, because the surgery can do things like cause adhesions between organs and things like that. So there are other methods to actually treat endometriosis besides and in conjunction with surgery, including pelvic ultrasound done by qualified physios who know what they're doing in the endo space. There are some new drugs out there that have just come on the market in the last couple of years, and there haven't been any more drug developments in the last over the last 13 years. So that's really exciting as well. Diet can contribute as well.
When is surgery actually beneficial for treating endo?
It's actually quite good for a number of different situations. When pain is really, really severe and persistent, and, you know, the medical therapies haven't helped. Also, when the person has deep endometriosis, which affects the bowel, the bladder, or the ureters, it's really important not only having a gynecological surgeon, but also a bowel surgeon. And team actually need to know that that's going to be the case before they even start the surgery. So imaging can really help the surgical planning in that case. If there's maybe a large ovarian endometrioma, like an endometriosis cyst on the ovaries, it's a good idea to have surgery. And if there is also concerns about any kind of complications, such as a bowel obstruction, where you can't go to the toilet because your bowel is so infiltrated by the endometriosis lesions, or hydronephrosis, which is also a kidney condition where the kidneys aren't processing the blood adequately to produce urinary output. And also sometimes if fertility is really affected and other options around that haven't been explored. So they're the best times when surgery might be appropriate.
Going back to fertility, you know, there's a conversation around the surgery having possibly improving your chances of fertility. Would you say that that's the case?
A lot of women who come for infertility treatment and they're told that they have unexplained fertility, quite often it is actually endometriosis. So once they do have an operation for endometriosis, you know, just getting rid of it and also looking at egg freezing before that, quite often their outcomes for fertility are increased. You really need a clinician or a gynecologist with really appropriate expertise in that area.
Does pregnancy in a way help endo symptoms at all?
That's a bit of an urban myth. I mean, I don't know if you've heard before, a lot of women told to go and get pregnant and endometriosis will be good. And the problem is sometimes those women are 14 years old when they're told this, and it's really not appropriate. And there's not really any evidence out there at all to say that a pregnancy will improve your chances, the endometriosis getting better either.
And just going back to, I guess, the endosurgery itself, what are the major risks that you often see?
Although it's usually safe, it's still an operation that's carried out under general anaesthesia. So there's always going to be a risk under general anaesthesia. And some of the other risks that can include bleeding or infection, damage to the bowel or the bladder or the ureters, the formation of adhesions later on. So that's when the organs can actually stick together. And then there's always persistent or recurrent pain arising from the surgery. And further, there might be a need for further surgery afterwards. Sometimes that can be the case if they start the surgery and they open the lady up, or with laparoscopy, they'll see what's going on inside with the cameras, and they'll suddenly realise that they don't have the adequate team to undergo, say, a bowel resection, so that we have to close the woman up and come back again later on to actually do that kind of surgery. You know, endometriosis can recur. We know that. And even after the surgery is technically successful, pain might return over time. And this doesn't mean that it's failed or it was inappropriate. It means that endometriosis, we know, is a chronic, complex condition.
That was Jodie Avery, Associate Professor in Reproductive Health at the Adelaide University, speaking to The Wire's Momina Shukr.